live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for July the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir. All right, Scott Bradley, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, welcome, Kurt. He's finally with it, man. He must be sleeping. I woke him up and he jumped on the radio.
No, I just had that mute button pushed on there. Sorry.
When we start out the program, you got to unmute that dude, you know? All right, Scott Bradley with us. Unmute yourself, sir.
Well, I hope I am. Am I coming through five by, as we used to say?
Five by five, brother.
Radios in the military.
You're ready to go, man.
Well, I'm going to try.
All right, there's a lot to talk about today. First off, Donald Trump wears mask for the first time during the pandemic. He says, I don't have a problem with masks in doctor's offices. When he went to visit the sick and everything else, he said it's appropriate to wear masks. And I think President Trump has held the line on not mandating masks, although most states, most cities have some guidelines, and they're ever increasing the forced mask wearing in America. Is this President Trump wearing a mask for the first time, the president caving? Or is he just wisely saying when and where it's appropriate and not appropriate to expect to wear masks? I don't know. I don't know what will happen on this until he fires Fauci. I'm a little bit concerned that Donald's going to eventually cave. Time will tell. I pray he stands strong. But here's the deal. All right. There's a debate here. Some believe we are in the midst of a global pandemic unlike any the world has experienced in more than a century. Okay, that's a very bold statement. And there's the people that believe that's absolutely 100% true, and therefore all measures are necessary and required. Doesn't matter about the Constitution. The checks and balances don't matter. Where do you get your authority doesn't matter. None of those things matter because, hey, let me say this again. All right, let me say this one more time. We are in the midst of a global pandemic unlike any the world has experienced in more than a century. And last time it happened, so many people died. The ends justify the means. Okay, there are people that believe that. Then there are people that say things like this. You know what? The hospitals are not full. We need to get back to living. What will keep us safe from COVID-19? Our immune systems. Okay, it's the coronavirus is a novel virus, which means, you know what, there's been those viruses in our society forever. 81%+ of the people they claim can mount an immune response to this and not have a problem at all. Some are mildly sick, some don't even know they're sick. Nevertheless, whether it's the first wave or the second wave, you know what, we cannot shut down society. We need herd immunity without vaccination and natural immunity. And the only way through COVID-19 is by achieving the modest 10-20% required for the natural herd immunity, and the virus will snuff itself out. Okay? Naturally acquired herd immunity to the COVID-19 combined with earnest protection of the vulnerable and the elderly is the only reasonable and practical solution to this, folks. And it's not a meltdown, okay? The data on IFR has now been replicated so many times that even the CDC says that the death rate is below 0.003%. All right? And they say the cascading declines in the IFR has now taken away all doomsday. That's according to the CDC. But you know what, folks? The bottom line is the feelings on it are so strong either way. And when President Trump has Fauci, the top doctor, who's been an alarmist for 40-plus years, and the debate rages on, but that doctor in bed with the mainstream press narrative, we don't stand a chance to get our side of the discussion out, which is, hey, some people die, but it's usually the elderly with underlying health conditions. And you know what? Most of the time, people can mount an immune response to this, and it's not really a huge problem. Should we be cautious? Yes. Should we start to use unconstitutional efforts and agendas? Should we take authority into ourselves as government bureaucrats that we don't rightfully have? Should we mandate and force? And no, 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 and no, and no, and no. But the yes guys and the no guys are at such opposites in the Republic that it's hard to get a handle on this. Now, a lot of people are saying we need the Black Robe Regiment to stand up and tell the truth on these things. Well, they're missing in our society today. Many are saying the churches are caving. Really, you can go out and riot and destroy the world, but no problem. If you want to go to church, you better not. You might kill everybody. You can yell and scream at a riot, no problem. But if you sing hymns to your God in church, shut you down. That's at the center of this discussion. And so the debate for folks is, what do you do when your church leaders say, hey, we're going to go along with this virus stuff. We're going to tell you that it's a pandemic, that it's a meltdown. And we're going to ask you to do things. Do you obey your church leaders? Some are calling church leaders socialist, whether it be members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or whether it be the Catholics or the Protestants or the Baptists, whatever church you belong to. There's only a few church leaders that are standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're not going along with this. We still want to have our church services. We want to, but most are caving. Why? Some are saying they're socialist. Is that true? Others are saying, well, what? So from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the area presidency just released for Utah the following. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the midst of a global pandemic. Unlike any the world has experienced in more than a century. See, I don't know that I even believe that point. I don't believe that point. Okay? The effects of this escalating health crisis are being felt everywhere. I don't think so. Government reaction is being felt everywhere. But the health problems aren't being felt everywhere. Most people are healthy. Out of a 330 million American population, there's only about 3.4 million that even have the virus. And most of them aren't even sick. 135,000 people have died. That's tragic, but that's a tiny fraction. They say with incidence of COVID-19 infections rising dramatically, especially in the United States, including Utah, Latter-day Saints are not immune. Yeah, the cases are rising, but the death toll's going down. Just today, they say more than 800 new infections were reported in our state. Well, I question the test and how many of those infections are reality and how many of those people are even sick and how many of them are mildly sick, not even close to going to the hospital. But they're not going to discuss those things. Their side of the narrative is the only side. A growing chorus of medical authorities have confirmed that the simple wearing of a face covering in public when social distancing is not possible will significantly reduce the spread of COVID-19. And that's debatable. The debate is if COVID-19 is even airborne. Many scientists say that it's not airborne, and you can't even prove the flu is airborne to date with scientific data. But I digress. They say this is true both indoors and outdoors. We note with appreciation the care exhibited by our members coming back to church wearing face masks. Now we ask all Latter-day Saints in the Utah area to be good citizens by wearing face coverings when in public. Doing so will help promote the health and general welfare of all. We are most grateful for all that you do to administer to one another and to your neighbors. Please join with us now in common purpose for the blessing and benefit of all. Sincerely yours, Elder Craig C. Christensen, Randy D. Funk, Walter F. Gonzalez, Utah Area Presidency. So it's a big press release from leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And you say, Sam, most of your audience isn't Mormon. Why would you cover this? Well, because this is my personal church and my situation. But almost everybody else has a religious organization in the same boat. Are they going to crack down and, well, are they going to go along with this idea that you've got a massive pandemic unlike the world's ever seen in the last 100+ years? Or do you got this narrative that says, yeah, we got an illness out there, and it's bad. We got to protect the elderly and the most vulnerable for sure. It's nothing to mess with, but we got to get back to life. We got to realize that herd immunity is the only way. And, you know, which way do you take on this? And everybody has their own churches to deal with on this discussion. With that, I know it was a very long introduction, but I wanted to make the point that the discussion is not just a Mormon discussion. It's a discussion for people across the world. And why? Because how many people are going to leave their churches saying they've all gone socialist? We're out. Well, it's a fair and open, honest question. What do you do? How should you behave? How do you deal with this thing? Do you ignore it and thumb your nose at it? Do you eventually be forced to cave and capitulate via government mandate? Do you turn into a hermit? What do you do? Is the broad question really for every one of us? With that, let's have Dr. Scott Bradley go first. Let's talk about this. You know, what do you do? You can answer it from a Mormon point of view or a religious point of view in your own church, or you can answer it broadly, or both would be best, sir.
You know, you've raised so many issues, and to try and address every single one of them would probably take us several hours. But to tell you the truth, you know, we started this broadcast with, you know, the flyby comment about, well, it sounds like we got to take a break already.
All right.
Hopefully.
Five by five. Everybody's here, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to have Dr. Scott Bradley respond. What do you do in this two-pronged issue? Some say, hey, it's you got to be careful, but it's not the end of the world. Others say the world's melting down. What do you do? Where do you stand? How do you handle it? Dr. Scott Bradley and then Kirk Cosby in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live 5x5.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, Dr. Bradley, you're 5x5, buddy. Let her rip. What do you say?
Well, we started the broadcast with that reference to our, you know, checking out radios in the military and, you know, when you heard well and everything like that, we called it 5x5. But at any rate, I'll refer back as delicately as I possibly can to the phonetic call sign alphabet that was also used. And so using it as delicately as possible, I would say the establishment view is Bravo Sierra. And if you know that Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, and so on, you know, the alphabet. So you can kind of figure out the level of, let's say I should put trust that I put in the establishment view. They don't just have a narrative. They have a script. I think Fauci and his crowd are writing the script. I think that major media players have not just adopted the script, they are absolutely conforming to it. I think that your statements about some church leaders being socialists is probably true, but there's also those in different churches, a broad spectrum of political leanings and so on and so forth, and we need to judge everything by principles. And the principles that are at stake are far more important than the Bravo Sierra that we're being fed constantly to feed fear and doubt and despair and hopelessness. And society is being polarized. We're being pulled apart. We're destroying everything Americanist with this. And the idea that this is the biggest, baddest Nazi Germany that's come along in history is complete Bravo Sierra. In fact, this year we'll probably have 1.75 million people die of tuberculosis. We'll probably have something and several million die of malaria. I don't know the numbers exactly, but the fact of the matter is, in total worldwide, we've lost about 500,000 people to this Bravo Sierra. And I think that there's an agenda. And it is absolutely being played to the nth degree. I think that when we have lost God-given rights, the whole purpose, you think about the purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as stated by themselves. They have a threefold mission: to proclaim the gospel, redeem the dead, and perfect the saints. We could talk at length about each one of those, but they're very brief, succinct statements about what the purpose is. And this Bravo Sierra that is a Fauci facade that has been brought forth and now is being facilitated by senior people is actually shut down. It has put the entire mission of the church, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would profess to be the Church of Christ on earth in the latter days, and that its mission is to bring souls to Christ, and all of those, and it's all brought about by the methodology that I mentioned. And there has been a complete shut down, put on ice, and everything that would have to do with the progress of bringing souls to Christ has basically been stopped. Now, it's interesting to me that we have the establishment insiders in the state of Utah, which I believe really, truly, that what's happening in Utah is that they're doing a test case, perhaps. If it plays in Utah, it'll play anywhere. And so what's happening is we have the establishment church, we have the establishment large corporate entities like the University of Utah Hospital people, the Intermountain Healthcare Hospital people, that are singing the Oh, Ain't It Awful blues, that all the despair and discouragement and everything like that. I have personally driven around to hospitals and find their parking lots virtually empty in the state of Utah. And then we have, on the other hand, in Texas, Ron Paul is Ron Paul Institute. You can go back and look at some of his remarks about this. Ron Paul is a physician. Ron Paul is not exactly a dummy when it comes to things regarding medicine. And they've got the largest hospital consortium out of Houston is saying, wait, we're nowhere near capacity. It's not a panic mode. There's information being fostered that is putting fear and doubt in people's minds. And you know what? I'm all over the place on this because you've brought so many issues up. But let me just point out, if you believe the Holy Scriptures, the Savior himself has commanded us not to fear. Okay, he told us not to commit adultery. He told us not to violate the idea of theft. He told us not to violate the Sabbath day, all those kinds of things. They're commandments. People say, oh, yeah, I believe the commandments. And then he says, don't fear. And we say, oh, my goodness, oh, it's all awful. We're all going to fear. We're all going to die. You know what? 50 years ago, I was in the middle of a kind of an explosive fire as a young fellow. And the military doctor that treated me afterwards, after looking at my medical, the x-rays and everything like that on my lungs, I'd sucked a lot of bad stuff into my lungs, and he said my lungs were toast, and he says, you're going to die. And my response to him was, that's the program we're all on. We're all going to die, and God has a plan for all of us. And he says, well, yeah, but you're going to die within 6 months. Your lungs are toast, and you're gone. You know, my response was, I want a second opinion. I've always said, verify. Distrust until verified. And I'm still here. I mean, alive and kicking. And by the way, this idea of wearing face masks is an imposition on my health because of that very issue. The oxygen exchange is very critical to me. And where everybody says, oh, you got to wear a mask, be a good citizen. Citizen was what the people in the French Revolution called each other. It was basically a democracy thing where everybody had that common denominator. The Bolsheviks started using comrade. But in every sense, this is used as a collective. This whole thing, this global citizen thing, and being good citizens, it's a collective terminology. We are building a collectivist view among the people. And I just am appalled and shocked as we drive a wedge to people. You know, you got the mask wearers and the non-mask wearers. I spoke on the 4th of July at an event, and the only mask wearers were those from the media that had been probably mandated by their network people. Everybody else, and when I brought it up, you should have heard the cheer out of the crowd. It was appalling to think that we're being directed along a path that for some of us is harmful. And by the way, I just, when your call came in, I just got a text almost instantly that says there's scientific evidence that wearing masks is harmful. And that takes us maybe into the thing and how they're going to open the schools. What another farcy facade. There will be no learning that happens in schools that undertake to do education under the defined process and the policies that they've put forth. The children and teachers will be wearing masks in the classroom. They'll be in little clusters that are separated from each other. They're checking a box that says, oh, yeah, we're back in school. You know, Trump has said we're not going to give federal funding, unconstitutional federal funding, I might add, to schools that don't open. What a facade there. So they're opening the schools and there's no way to learn. And I've thought about it and I thought, you know, learning in the public education system has ended so long ago.
But let me stop you there, Scott, Dr. Bradley, because I'm convinced they are learning. They're just learning about power and socialism and tyranny and control and manipulation and panic and fear and all things that deny God. That's what they're learning. Learning is not stopping at all.
With that spin, I'll agree with you. But when it comes to real education,
yes, of course,
for purposeful things, we stopped learning so long ago in the public education system that wasn't even on the table. I mean, I have read every word of the Utah policy put out by the State Board of Education to be followed by the state of Utah. I don't know what the rest of the states are doing, but I read through it. I mean, and one of the central tying themes throughout everything is contact tracing. And if you take that to the nth degree, you see that this is going to be an instrument for splitting families up, for bringing the kids into a collective, if you will. And by the way, I just happen to have on my desk here a book that I've been recommending since 1963. I'll recommend it to your audience. It's James Clavell is the guy that wrote it. It's called The Children's Story, but not just for children. It takes 20 minutes to read out loud. I've read it out loud countless times to students that I've taught. And basically, it's a story about America's been captured by a foreign power. And it happens in a second grade classroom. And in the second grade classroom, we have a teacher come in that is one of the conquerors. And she is a beautiful, sweet... Anyway, now we're at another break, you guys. But this is happening in America today. We're re-educating our children in the collective.
Clavell James. Is James his first name?
James Clavell. James Clavell. It takes 20 minutes to read out loud. If you had 20 minutes, I'd read it on the show. I think it's that important. I think people need to understand where the education system is going without being conquered.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injury is said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Chicago is coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, the Sun-Times was reporting 56 people had been shot across the city, and 10 of those victims had died. The White House says President Trump will continue to pressure governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi taking issue with it, saying,
if there are CDC guidelines, they should be requirements.
New York City's reporting zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since the pandemic hit. Once the nation's epicenter of the virus, the city ended a four-month stretch when it had a death every day. More than 18,000 people, though, did die there since its first tally. Kroger store cashiers no longer giving coin change back to customers. The move coming after the Federal Reserve announced a U.S. coin shortage due to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, let's go straight to Kurt Cosby. What's your take on this, sir? The two groups, one says we gotta absolutely set aside all common sense, all moral law. We just gotta lock down because, by golly, it's gonna kill everybody if we don't. The other side says, hey, don't worry about it. We got to take general precautions, but we got to get back to life. And there's really almost no middle ground between the two views because the lockdown folks are going to mandate their view on the rest of us. Our side's not even being heard. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, area presidency, all three of them signed a letter saying, hey, we need you to wear masks, folks. We're asking you to do this whenever you're in public. Kurt, your response.
Very good, Sam. Let's see. First, I will have a mask with me when I'm in public. And then I will do the best I can to, comply and hope that the information that they have received will be added to with better, more up-to-date, and more useful information. In the meantime, as like Abraham of old or whatever, when he was going through the rough country and he told some people that his wife was his sister, I'll do the best I can under the circumstances. I personally feel like this is a little bit like in the days of old when I was told that, hey, by the experts that homeschooling wouldn't work. After I learned about homeschooling, I thought, I don't think these experts know anything about that. And the thing is that people are based on the information they've been given. If you just hang around Fauci all the time, or some other pro-mask wearer or pro-vaccine guy, you're going to probably think that way. And it's a sad kind of thing to say that unless you're willing to open up to look at all solutions, then you're going to stay that way. I hope I'm in the current process of trying to get better information to these people, as many good people as I can, to participate in the solution, as you are, Sam, and many of us. So I guess, does that answer your question?
You know, Sam, just let me just kind of supplement maybe what you guys have been talking about. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we believe that an eternal principle is called agency, and it has been from eternity to all eternity. It's our freedom of choice. It is the very basis of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the very basis of this nation. And all people that seek to overthrow that are working on the other side of the program, which the church also believes is satanic. But along with that program is the philosophy within the church that is taught and has been taught, and not so much lately, but it has been in past decades and even centuries, that everyone has a responsibility to obtain their own spiritual confirmation about anything, whether it's the truthfulness of the church or the Book of Mormon or of any doctrine that is promoted and carried forth. And I have plenty of statements by former leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that say that if, in fact, an individual does not obtain that, they are remiss in their responsibility. And so, I mean, you think about in other churches, people say, oh, well, we don't believe in revelation, but the whisperings of the Spirit, almost all people do. And I've talked to plenty of pastors that I say, how did you get into this business of being a pastor? Well, the Spirit directed me into it. Well, how do you know that? God didn't appear to you. No, He didn't. But my heart was softened by the Spirit, and I was turned to this work, and I've entered into serving Christ because the Spirit directed me there. So for those that would deny ongoing modern revelation, they also, within their religious belief system, have a belief in the whisperings of the Spirit and the direction and counsel. And I believe that that is an eternal principle. All people can be led and guided by the power of the Spirit. I believe all of us have a responsibility to seek that guidance in all that we do. And if the Spirit speaks otherwise, we have a response. If you look in, well, what is it, 1 Kings chapter 13, where we've got a prophet telling another prophet what to do in contravention of what the one has been instructed to do by the Lord. Go look it up, 1 Kings chapter 13, I believe it is. And the guy that obeys the one prophet in opposition to the Lord ends up, a lion takes him out. Okay? So we have individual responsibility in this thing. And the idea that we're going to destroy not only our agency, we're going to destroy the foundation of the nation, we're going to destroy all the God-given rights that have been granted to us with such gracefulness from our God, we're going to destroy the concept of liberty, economic, our privilege of worshiping God, everything out of this fear-based mongering that the establishment has put forth, and it is purposely, it is done with an agenda. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And we as a people, we're having a wedge driven between us. So we're social animals. We need to talk with people. We shake hands, we talk, we interact, we give a hug, all that kind of stuff. And you say, oh my goodness, it's too dangerous now. Problems have been with us forever. And I'm saying, be smart. If you're compromised, if something's, you know, you feel like you're at risk, don't do it. But don't force all the rest of us into capitulation to worship before the God of stone and steel that we've created out of science, and there's no science in this, by the way, and physicians, there's certainly physicians on both sides of this thing, but we're only listening.
Yeah, but the physicians that are on the side that you and I might take aren't allowed to be heard.
That's right. They're being
And that's what makes me believe this is propaganda. They're also basically pivoting to saying the coronavirus and global warming are the same discussion. Believe it or not, now experts are saying you got to turn off your air conditioner, Scott. Experts want you to turn off your air conditioner to stop the COVID. Air conditioning units that circulate the same air in a room should be turned off or only used with open windows. Imagine turning on your air conditioning with an open window or an open door. Experts have urged amid mounting concerns that it'll just spread the corona, buddy.
Well, like I said, in tuberculosis alone, the total of 1.5 to 1.75 million people die every year from that, tuberculosis, okay? We are dealing constantly with risk. If you lowered the speed limit on the highway to 5 miles an hour, we would definitely lower our auto deaths. If you quit riding horses, you wouldn't have people get hurt with horses. We are just a bunch of scared rabbits anymore, and what we've done is we've figured out, I mean, I think this is, again, part of what we call our education system, but no education happens in it. We wrap ourselves in a security blanket, put a safety net underneath us, and we think that we're all in this. You know, think about the people that came across the oceans in little wooden boats. Most of us wouldn't go hardly across a pond in. That came to this land for liberty, to worship God, to partake of all the things, to be what they wanted to be. Think of those that came across the plains in rickety wagons or pulled hand carts. And some died along the way, but they were building a life for themselves for the future. And America today is being shut down over Bravo Sierra. And I think the Fauci facade has become the narrative, and I've given major media interviews and made presentations and everything, but literally everything is put to ground, as we used to say. Again, we're using some old electronic terms. The signal doesn't get out. It gets put to ground. It's, you know, basically there's nothing left.
Something all right, like so Dr. Scott Bradley, are you going to wear, since you've been asked by your church leaders, are you going to wear a mask?
No. And here's the deal. I will go back to church when they lose the masks and the gloves. Think about it for a second. Christ embracing the leprosy. Think about his willingness to lay his hands upon the unclean and to bring healing to them. If you're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which has like the 42nd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, which is modern revelation, that talks about how to deal with sickness, there isn't even a physician in the formula. It has to do with priesthood power and faith. But if you don't believe that, go to James in the Bible, you know, the brother of the Lord is what he's known as. In chapter 5, he gives you the same formula. At no time, other than when they're mocking the Christ, do physicians get brought into the formula. Physician, heal thyself. And it's like, well, okay, let's use the Christ words. You know, the healthier are not in need of a physician, okay? And so if there's people that are sick, let's get them better. But we don't all have to be crouching and ducking and bunkered up. It's just foolishness, in my opinion.
Quick pause. My comments in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to make quick comments on this and dovetail to what I believe the solution to be. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, so my comments on this are as follows. I agree with Dr. Scott Bradley's view on agency that, you know what? We've got our agency, folks, and it should not be taken away. I also agree with the idea that, you know what? The other side of this story isn't being told, the folks that believe we can get over this and get through it. However, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints leadership has made a statement. The prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a physician and has not made a direct statement about wearing masks or not. However, the area presidency has made the statement. The church has it all over their websites and news, and no one's contradicting their statements and or, you know, I don't know if it was reviewed before it was put out. So I'm accepting that it's publicly the church policy right now. I agree with agency. I also agree, though, with a principle called obedience. Obedience is the first law of heaven, folks. And right or wrong, if you obey your church leaders, oftentimes blessings will come. And when do you use your agency to say, I'm not going to obey, versus when do you use your agency to say, I will obey? And I think that's a matter of personal reality and revelation. You know what? If my bishop or my church leader, my pastor says, practice birth control, I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to invite children into the world. Okay, that's just what I'm going to do. So it's a matter of personal preference and prayer. And one of the principles that Dr. Bradley talked about was this. You need to use your agency and you need to pray and get a confirmation from God about the course of action you take with your agency. I agree with that as well. And so that's what members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should do. They should take any policy, whether it comes from the church or anywhere, and they should pray about it and get guidance from God on whether they believe it's a true principle and get a confirmation and then how they should behave. Now, I personally, like Dr. Bradley, have some serious health concerns to where wearing a mask for me is very problematic, to say the least. And this letter doesn't discuss the exceptions. Now, I, for one, am not going to use my agency to criticize church leaders regardless of where they stand on an issue. Again, they're experiencing the propaganda, the one side told story as well. And so many of them may be confused or deceived or not sure. But in their defense, when they're trying to take care of a large population of people, they want to err on the side of caution. And those are the words that the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Russell M. Nelson, has used. You know what? We want to approach this with an abundance of caution. So with all that in mind, I agree with Dr. Bradley that this is a propaganda. They have an agenda, and it's a dishonest agenda. And we're hearing from the Faucis of the world, which is lockdown, shut down, control everybody. We're hearing from the governors of the world that want to lock everybody down. And we're hearing from people who are duped by the media and by these, quote, so-called experts. And I agree with Kirk Crosby when he talks about these experts. Hey, you know, used to say, don't you dare homeschool or don't do this or don't do that, and only to change their mind. In fact, the experts were the ones saying, you don't need to wear masks. You don't need to wear masks. You don't need to wear masks. Oh, my goodness. You got to wear a mask and science proves it. Well, they've lost their credibility on that altar alone. Nevertheless, with all that in mind, I'm not going to criticize church leaders and say they're socialist. Many of them may be. Evil will infiltrate every organization to some degree. It's impossible to prevent it. But we can get guidance from heaven. And we can get on our knees and find out how and what we should do and when and where ourselves. And that is a key principle, this principle of agency. And then to wisely use your agency to understand that obedience is the first law of heaven. With obedience comes blessings. All right. So what I want to talk about is I'm personally going to take a mask with me, as Kirk Cosby is going to do. I'm going to wear it when absolutely necessary, like President Trump does, when I go to a hospital or someplace that justifies it. I'm going to do my very best to wear it when it's warranted and not wear it when it's not warranted. And I'm going to use the guidance from God and continuing revelation to know how, where, when to do what. I'm also going to reduce my visibility in public big time. You know what? Where I might go to 100 events or 100 places, I'm going to go to 5 now. I'm going to only go to places that are necessary until we get greater guidance. In the meantime, I'm going to strike a balance between my own health, which I know with the lung issues that I've got and everything else, it's not good for me to wear a mask. Okay, it's not healthy. It's not safe. Even the folks that perpetuate mask wearing admit that, hey, for certain people with health issues, it's not good. So I'm going to wear my mask as sparingly as possible. But I'm going to use this law of obedience and obey, and I am praying for the blessings that will come from that and with more guidance. That's what I'm going to do for my agency. Now, I want to switch the topic.
Hey, Sam, just before we leave this, can we go back for a second and use a couple examples again out of the scriptures?
Sure.
Let's look in John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71, for those of you that are following along in your scriptures. You know, sometimes individuals get called to assignments for a purpose. And that purpose would appear to be something that is a head-scratcher maybe to some people. But the Savior himself called Judas Iscariot, and he said, and well, this is what it says in verse 70, Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it is that should betray him, being one of the 12. Okay, now, so people are on different assignments for different reasons. We may find that some individuals are there in order to help us stretch ourselves, to be able to see if we are willing to follow God and Christ. That's who we need to obey, is God and Christ. And when Peter and John were brought before the authorities and they were forbidden to preach Christ, and they said, well, is it better for us to obey you or God? And so it comes to each of us to understand God's will in our lives and to live accordingly. And just like that guy in 1 Kings chapter 13, he disobeyed God to his own destruction when he should have been hearing and heeding according to the Spirit. And so I think that we need to be wise in what we do. Obedience is absolutely essential, but it's obedience to God. And I see that when any blessing is received, it's by obedience to the principles that the blessing is associated with. And you can say, well, I'm living the lesser law. It's like the people with Moses. When he was going to introduce them to God himself in the desert, and they said, oh, no, that's too scary. We want you to be our interface. God said, okay, we'll let you deal with a lesser individual, a Moses, a man, although Moses was great. I'm not detracting from him. But the people passed the greater blessing. And I think what is our responsibility as individuals, our responsibility individually, personally, is to take the matter to God and seek an answer. And I think that we'll all grow from that, to listen to the whisperings of the Spirit and come unto Christ. And honestly, I think that's the benefit that all might find from this. If men are leading us incorrectly, whether it's a president or a governor or a senator or a congressman or a mayor or even a local church leader that's a mortal man, as you pointed out, if your bishop says, disobey God's commandment in this matter, you ain't going to do that. You've already come to that conclusion.
And we need to come to the knowledge of the truth on that. But I'll tell you what I believe will give you the greatest guidance to know what God's desire for you is, regardless of any instruction you get anywhere. Whether you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or a non-member, this issue is critical. You can have your own relationship with God if you get on your knees and pray. And I'm submitting to you that prayer is your personal passport to spirituality. If you pray, you will get guidance and you will know what you personally need to do. My case is I've got health problems, so I'm going to limit my reason to wear a mask by not going places. I'm going to then wear a mask when I feel it, deem it appropriate, as President Trump has done. At the same time, I'm going to protect my health the best I can and strike a balance of being as obedient as I can be with the circumstances that I have. All right, but here's what I believe the real answer is besides prayer. The second one is this. Sabbath observance, keeping the Sabbath day holy during the COVID-19 will prepare people for other challenges. It's the importance of making the Sabbath a delight that I want to focus on. The commandment to observe the Sabbath day is a reminder of the need for our spiritual nourishment and the duty to remember the Savior. This is so fundamental for us personally and for every individual family, and that is not a Mormon thing. That is a Christian thing, folks. And don't think of a list and do's and don'ts on Sunday. Rather, we need to make sure that our Sundays are filled with great activities that do not take away from the Spirit. So I don't want to get into a do's and don't list, but what I want to do is focus on this idea that, hey, I can get on my knees and pray to God and get guidance. And the best way for me to get that guidance is to keep the Sabbath day holy. Other commandments are important too, but I'm convinced there's a tie between Sabbath day keeping and prayer on your knees to getting the guidance from God that you need that balances your need to be obedient with your agency to choose as God directs you to do through revelation. And that's available to any person who follows Christ to the best of their ability. This is not a Mormon discussion. It is a broader discussion. And that's how I would approach it, Dr. Bradley.
You know, there's an aphorism I've lived in my own life, and it's an 8-word aphorism. And it's get close to the Lord and stay there. And if we can do that, I think we'll be okay. But let me just also say, in regards to your Sabbath keeping, two things. One is, it was a critically important thing. If you read what's on the Liberty Bell from the 25th chapter of Leviticus about the Sabbath, if you read in Second Chronicles, the end of Second Chronicles, you'll find that the Jews were taken into 70 years of captivity by Babylon because they had failed to live the Sabbath day. This is something that is absolutely woven throughout everything that we have to do with our belief in God. And you're absolutely correct. This idea of Sabbath being a holiday instead of a holy day, I think, has been much at the detriment of this nation. And I wonder, I just have to wonder, if the Jews were taken into captivity for 70 years so the land could have its Sabbaths, I wonder where America's going on this. I know there's many, many. I've traveled this land, boots on the ground, from Florida to Alaska, New York to the Golden Gate Bridge, and I've found Americans just to be magnificent in so many ways. But if the general tenor has become a humanist religion that is godless, and we have adopted that, I fear for our nation, and we've got
Amen.
To turn to the principles.
And that's why I say use your agency to get on your knees and pray, and then get up and do your very best, trusting that God will guide you. If you lack wisdom, ask of God, and he'll give to you liberally, and abradeth not. He won't get you in trouble. He'll be delighted to give you guidance and direction and counsel, and then use your agency. Do your very best to be obedient. At the same time, understand that everybody's circumstances are not the same, and understand that circumstantially, you've got to get God's guidance for you and for the people that you're responsible for. So me, my family, Scott, his family, Kurt, his family, and we have responsibilities, and we better take those responsibilities seriously, and we cannot advocate them to another. Agency is important. Obedience is important. Prayer is important. Keeping the Sabbath day holy and repenting is important. And I believe that's where you're going to get the guidance to make it through, whether it's Corona or the many other future attacks on your liberty. That's, in my opinion, where the precious guidance comes from. God Almighty, directly to you. Literally, you are his offspring. You are his sons and daughters, and he loves you, and he will give you protection, guidance, and the love that you need to see this through. Kurt, any final comments, sir?
God bless America. God bless the world.
Amen to that. Scott?
Well, I think that we've hit upon some very critical things that people need to really give consideration to, because this is going to get a lot more bumpy before it gets better.
Unfortunately, I agree. But if we turn to God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, we will have comfort, relief, power, and guidance. I promise. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for Sam Curtin, the good Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.